grabbed her hands and pressed my hands on the wound. I turned to the man whom my sister tried to protect. The man flashed an evil grin. His irises turned red. The color faded as the color of golden fire sprung from his eyes. My shoulders shrank in frustration. I looked at my sister. My frustration turned into worry. Saisin had turned pale. The blue and reddish veins on her face had become visible. No! My voice shook as I spoke. I wanted to cry, but I did not want to cry in front of Prince Minhyun. I reached for my sword and swung it towards the prince again, but stopped on his neck. My arms trembled as I struggled not to kill the prince.
Your sister and I are now one, princess, Minhyun said with a proud smile. Kill me and she will die too.
A tear flowed on my cheek. My heart was full of anger, and only the death of Prince Minhyun could appease it. However, love for my sister was even stronger. Saisin's death would also be my destruction. I pulled away my sword. Prince Minhyun looked at me and Princess Saisin. He laughed haughtily and suddenly grabbed my neck and strangled me with his hands. I struggled to be free from his grasp. I held my sword tight, but hesitated to draw it against the prince.
Stop! Saisin begged while clutching her chest. Stop, Minhyun!
The prince did not listen. Saisin screamed hard and begged for my life. The prince coughed and grabbed his chest. His heart felt the pain of Saisin's heart. Saisin ordered him to let go of me. He refused. Saisin crawled near us. She grabbed the blade of my sword and pointed it at her heart.
Stop or we both die, she said to the prince.
Minhyun's eyes were filled with fire again. He glared at me before he loosened his powerful hands from my neck. He bent down and faced Saisin. He touched her cheek and said,
Come, my darling, come with me. I will protect you from my brother and give you immortality.
No,
I quickly answered for my sister. Minhyun ignored me. He tried to kiss Saisin. I was about to pull her away, but Saisin pushed him away.
Everything is clear to me now,
Saisin answered while crying. She looked at me with apologizing eyes and smiled. She then added,
I should end this now.
No, Prince Minhyun and I shouted in unison as Saisin tried to pierce the tip of the sword into her chest. Minhyun grabbed the hilt of the sword, without considering the princess's fingers. I panicked and looked at him in rage. I kicked Minhyun in the face without hesitation. He grunted and released the hilt of the sword. I looked at Saisin. She looked at me and said,
Kill him after I
hit the back of Saisin's neck with the side of my hand. She fainted before she could thrust the sword into her heart.
You thought you found someone who could keep you alive? You only created someone who can kill you,
I told Prince Minhyun with an angry stare. The prince wiped the blood from his nose and lips. He smirked proudly at me and replied,
We both know I would not remain human for long.
King Apollyon will only use you, I told the prince.
For a moment, I felt sorry for him. However, when I looked at my sister, my hatred erased the pity I felt for him.
It is better than being killed, Prince Minhyun answered.
He looked at Saisin for the last time and ran away. I watched the prince vanish into the darkness of the night. Saisin regained her consciousness and held my hand.
Saisin,
I called softly. Worry covered me when I noticed the blood flowing from Saisin's hand. I tore a strip from my cloak and pushed it hard on her wounded hand. I checked the color of Saisin's blood. It was pale and plain. It had lost the tint it once had. Saisin's blood had a tint of gold since she received the Heart of the Dragon from the Queen. It was supposed to protect and heal her. Her blood did not have the power anymore.
Saisin, I called once more.
That bastard! How can I kill him now? I thought angrily. Prince Minhyun was the prince of the Kingdom of Platus. The kingdom was placed under the rule of King Apollyon by force. The king was the younger brother of the prince, but he got the crown by selling his soul to a demon. The demon turned him into an immortal being, a vampire. Apollyon used his gift to lure people with the promise to gain the same immortality as him.